I was lucky to be a teenager when I was a teenager, 1970, 71, 72. So much great new music gushing through the pop pipeline, such variety, and none more distinctive than this one English guy. His songs were perfectly odd. His personae were singular. Space Oddity, Ziggy Stardust, Diamond Dog. But it was relatively late, David Bowie, the stuff I was listening to in college, that really made me a fan. I was a young American.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
Then in the late 70s, he teamed up with my new favorite, Brian Eno, to make the gorgeous albums Low and Heroes. And these days, I listen every couple of weeks to the Philip Glass symphonies based on those two albums. Right around the time the Low Symphony came out in the 90s, my wife and I were co-hosting a small party to celebrate a friend's book. That afternoon, Anne happened to meet Mrs. Bowie, Iman, who said that David was very interested in the author, and could they maybe come to the book party? Amazingly, they did. And he was no sort of otherworldly diva. He was intelligent, gracious, funny, a hero who did not disappoint. And he was a hero to all sorts of people.
I remember, watching some 1980s music videos like Let's Dance.
That's the poet Tracy K. Smith.
But as I got older, I became really interested in the Ziggy Stardust era. I was probably like 30 when I became kind of obsessed with that moment. And I think what was so powerful about it to me was the sense of the imagination as something that is capable of creating a whole new world and a whole new sense of self. And I really have always just been so grateful to that.
She never met David Bowie, but his music had a huge impact on her. In 2012, she won the Pulitzer Prize for her collection called Life on Mars, after the Bowie song. And that collection has this poem about him.
After dark, stars glisten like ice, and the distance they span hides something elemental. Not God, exactly. More like some thin-hipped, glittering Bowie being, a starman or cosmic ace hovering, swaying, aching to make us see. And what would we do, you and I, if we could know for sure that someone was there squinting through the dust, saying nothing is lost, that everything lives on, waiting only to be wanted back badly enough? Would you go then, even for a few nights, into that other life where you and that first she loved, blind to the future once, and happy? Would I put on my coat and return to the kitchen where my mother and father sit waiting, dinner keeping warm on the stove? Bowie will never die. Nothing will come for him in his sleep or charging through his veins. And he'll never grow old, just like the woman you lost, who will always be dark-haired and flush-faced, running toward an electronic screen that clocks the minutes, the miles left to go. Just like the life in which I'm forever a child, looking out my window at the night sky, thinking, one day I'll touch the world with bare hands, even if it burns. He leaves no tracks, slips past quick as a cat. That's Bowie for you, the Pope of pop, coy as Christ. Like a play within a play, he's trademarked twice. The hours plink past like water from a window AC. We sweat it out, teach ourselves to wait. Silently, lazily, collapse happens, but not for Bowie. He cocks his head, grins that wicked grin. Time never stops, but does it end? And how many lives before takeoff, before we find ourselves beyond ourselves, all glam glow, all twinkle and gold? The future isn't what it used to be. Even Bowie thirsts for something good and cold. Jets blink across the sky like migratory souls. Bowie is among us, right here in New York City, in a baseball cap and expensive jeans, ducking into a deli, flashing all those teeth at the doorman on his way back up. Or he's hailing a taxi on Lafayette as the sky clouds over at dusk. He's in no rush, doesn't feel the way you'd think he feels, doesn't strut or gloat, tells jokes. I've lived here all these years and never seen him. Like not knowing a comet from a shooting star. But I'll bet he burns bright, dragging a tail of white-hot matter the way some of us track tissue back from the toilet stall. He's got the whole world under his foot, and we are small alongside, though there are occasions when a man his size can meet your eyes for just a blip of time and send a thought like, shine, 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 straight to your mind. Bowie, I want to believe you, want to feel your will like the wind before rain. The kind everything simply obeys, swept up in that hypnotic dance, as if something with the power to do so had looked its way and said, go ahead.
That was Tracy K. Smith reading from her poem, Don't You Wonder Sometimes.